May be seated. Tonight, as we prepare to spend time together in God's Word, just a brief reminder that towards the back inside portion of your bulletin, you'll find a place for you to take some sermon notes if you so choose. If you're in need of something to write with, I encourage you to raise your hand tonight, and one of our ushers will be glad to get something into your hands. As we continue, what I'd like to do at this time is invite you to turn your attention to the screen for tonight's sermon video. Let's take a look.
We're a 99% free and reduced lunch school, which means a lot of our kiddos live in poverty. And that's pretty shocking for people in Fort Wayne to realize that where a school like us exists here. They get lunch here at school and they get breakfast here. But on the weekends, sometimes there's nowhere to go.
Blessings has just been a miracle because it has provided us an opportunity to ensure that our babies come back to us on Monday morning, well-fed, and have not missed that opportunity to eat.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national charity with local chapters. Currently, the Fort Wayne chapter of Blessings in a Backpack feeds 1,637 children each weekend of the school year.
One of the reasons I love this program is because it's unique in that it puts the food right into the hands of the kids who need it.
Our Fort Wayne chapter of Blessings has over 200 volunteers each month that help us put this program into place and feed the children.
Well, I am a big supporter of Blessings in a Backpack because I have seen the results of the program with our kids.
It's amazing that attendance rates are increased on Fridays because they know that that's the time that the Blessings in the Backpack food is distributed.
It helps with our academics as well, because if you're hungry, it's hard to sit and listen to a teacher. On Mondays, they come in and we know that they have had food over the weekend and that they're ready to learn.
I volunteer for Blessings in a Backpack because it's an incredible opportunity for my children and I to serve in our community.
We just love coming and serving at Blessings in a Backpack. It's such a great opportunity to come into our community and to serve with my kids and to get the chance to build relationships, not just pack the food.
So we believe that there are these readiness to learn parts of education that people leave out. And so if I could say something to the volunteers, it would be, you're a part of the readiness to learn side of Fort Wayne Community Schools, because very few adults function well right before lunch. Food's important, and I can never thank people enough for just caring and wanting to give back to the community. I don't know how to say thank you enough for that.
So I'm curious, how many of you by a show of hands are familiar with the Blessings in a Backpack program? Yeah? How many of you have maybe participated in said program before? Yeah. Quite the movement, to say the least. In your very own Fort Wayne Summit City, a movement intentionally targeted at addressing a need for daily bread items, if we could put it that way. To connect people with food and other blessings as we so oftentimes take for granted, provisions from people like you and me. As I thought about that in preparation for our message tonight, I couldn't help but think about it another way. Blessings in a Backpack may be more like a blessing in disguise. What might look like maybe just a backpack, a blessing in disguise, more than you could possibly imagine in this bag. People collecting and gathering stuff in a place, in a building like this, a blessing in disguise, more than you could possibly imagine. Maybe you've had that experience at some point in your life. Or maybe something was given to you, or a situation surrounded you, or a person engaged you, and it carried this dynamic. It was a blessing in disguise. Maybe it didn't seem that way at the start, but in time, God opened your heart and your mind to see, without a doubt, this is a blessing in disguise. Tonight, I wanted to ask you that question. When was the last time you felt you had experienced a blessing in disguise? Take a brief moment with the person sitting next to you to share the answer to this question. When was the last time you felt you had received a blessing in disguise? Take five seconds with the person sitting next to you. Ready, go. Some of you are thinking, boy, I don't know if I can talk in worship. It's okay. The pastor said it was okay. Make a joyful noise, people of God. Make a joyful noise. I'm not sure what that looked like for you, but as I thought about our time together tonight in God's Word, and more specifically about this guy, this runaway prophet named Jonah, I thought about the blessing in disguise that God gave to him, that God didn't have to give to him, but he gave out of grace. As we've heard, and we heard this from our recap of chapter 1 today, Jonah is a runaway prophet, is he not? God called him specifically to go to this city and to preach a word of God to this city. Not because God loves to push people underneath his thumb or to roast them beneath some kind of divine magnifying glass. It's because this whole city was on a crash course of destruction. And God in his love just can't stand when people are on a crash course of destruction. And I hope you know that. So God in his love sends Jonah, gives him the call. And we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about those phone calls we get sometimes that we don't want to take. You know them and I know them. Sometimes they start off as, yeah, Mr. Court. Well, it's Mr. Courty, but okay, yeah, well, how can I help you? We'd love to give you this promotional package and it's good today. I think we're okay. You've maybe gotten phone calls that you maybe didn't want to take, and maybe they were much more heavy than that. Jonah gets a call he doesn't want to take. And would you believe it? He tries to hang up on God. You ever tried that? I have. Because there's times in my life where I don't always do what God has called me to do. And he lets me know. But he reminds me that in his grace, he is still in relationship with me. Just like he is with you. So as we heard, Jonah, he's got the cash, he's got the plan, he's got the boat, and he is off, is he not? How's that work out for him? Not too good. These guys soon realize that they've taken on more than they've bargained for. Jonah is not just some guy paying the fare to take the ferry from one point to another. This guy is not supposed to be in this place. They know it, and Jonah knows it. And we heard this tonight, didn't we? The wind is kicking up a ruckus. The waves are rolling the boat left and right. People are getting sick. Land's looking really good. But nothing's changing. And we heard what happened. The guys begin to talk amongst themselves. Who can be involved? Who's to blame? Jonah, what do you know? Well, let me tell you what I know. I serve this God, and he's called me to do something, and I confess, I ran as hard as I could the other way. What we learned last week was that Jonah, in a way that foreshadows Christ, gives them this answer. Here's what you do. You lift me up, and you throw me over the boat. Sounds good, right? Jettison the cargo. Get rid of it. Get rid of the problem. So last week, we left Jonah in a really tough place. But little does Jonah know is that he's about to get a blessing in disguise, and it looks really fishy, so to speak. Last week, we heard this, verse 15, and if you want to revisit this or underline this in your bulletin tonight, I encourage you to do so. This is what we learned, and this is where we left Jonah. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. Jonah's going down, friend. God had every right to cut relational ties with Jonah, but he didn't. God had every right to say, "See ya, Jonah. Hope you can hold your breath for another, several minutes." But he didn't. It was out of grace that God reached out to Jonah by means of this fish, this great fish, to save his life. And it was out of grace for this city of Nineveh over here that God remembered his word to the people and to Jonah. Let me just pause for a moment there. Because maybe, just maybe, some of us tonight are sitting here thinking, well, that's great. You know, I'm glad God sent this big, giant, fish to go after Jonah. I'm glad God was looking out for him. What about me? What about me? What about in my storm? What about in my raging sea? The wind is not stopped. The wave is coming over the side of the boat that is my life. What has God done for me? What do I get? Let me tell you what you get. You and I get what we did not deserve. And it wasn't a great fish or some other creature from God's creation. We get a Savior. And his name is Jesus. And we get so much more than we deserve. Soak it in, people of God. Soak it in. You and I get grace that we did not deserve. We get love that we did not deserve. We get forgiveness that we did not deserve. We get a daily second chance that we did not deserve. We get an everlasting hope that we did not deserve. I don't know where this message finds you tonight, but I pray that you don't leave here tonight without first knowing the extent of God's love for you, his wild and mad pursuit for you. It was out of grace that God ran Jonah down. It was out of grace that God followed up with him so this people over here who were headed for destruction would not go to destruction. And it is out of a relentless love for you that God pursues you and me in those times when we've given our best to running the opposite way. What do we get? What do we have? We have Jesus. In this Lenten season, we remember that. And we live that. Amen? Let me circle back to blessings in a backpack for a second. Or a blessing in disguise. The Fort Wayne website would share this information with you and me. Student survey results show that children fed by blessings in a backpack experience the following positive results. Check this out. 78% feel cared for by their community. There is somebody out there looking out for you, even when you don't know it. 71% feel they are helping their family. There's some kind of interconnectedness, relationship building going on. 60% have fewer behavioral issues. There's something transformative about the love and the grace that's being extended to people who are in a tough situation. 59% find it easier to learn at school. There's something about this that is opening up other opportunities in life when it comes to health, emotional, relational, physical, spiritual health. Now let me ask you this question. We'll close on this. If that's what's happening through this program, then what if those blessed by God's provision for us and Jesus lived out their gratitude? That's you. That's me. What would those actions and results look like? Here's my challenge to you. This week, let's find out. May God grant this to us for Jesus' sake. Amen.